You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, June 5th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the market this morning. Our first number is 35 million. That's roughly the total number of Americans who received jobless benefits at the end of May. About two-thirds are getting regular unemployment insurance, and another third are getting pandemic unemployment assistance, which is meant for gig and other self-employed workers. For perspective, there were about 159 million Americans with jobs in February. That means total U.S. employment has declined at least 22% since the coronavirus crisis began. The true number is almost certainly higher, although how much higher depends on how many Americans have either chosen not to apply for benefits or have been unable to get them. Most people on unemployment are currently getting at least as much as they did from their jobs, thanks to the pandemic unemployment compensation payments. But that program is set to expire on July 31st. The next number up is 49%. That's how much the U.S. trade deficit in capital goods rose in April. That's on a seasonally adjusted basis compared with its pre-virus average. The problem is that imports of capital goods only fell 14%, while exports plunged 30%. Except for semiconductor exports, which were up slightly, exports across all categories of capital goods were lower. The bulk of the decline was concentrated in civilian aircraft and engines. The U.S. is a world leader in aerospace production, which means the drop in air travel has hit American manufacturing exports disproportionately hard. Unfortunately for the trade balance, this isn't likely to change anytime soon. Our last number is 0.79 percentage points. That's the difference in yields on 10-year government bonds issued by Germany and Spain. It's the narrowest spread since late February, when the first case of community transmission of the coronavirus was reported in Spain. Before then, all confirmed cases were either foreign tourists or Spaniards who had gotten the virus abroad. This means that the Spanish government's real borrowing costs have almost returned back to where they were before the outbreak of the coronavirus, although they are still slightly higher than they were at the end of 2019. The persistent spread between German and Spanish bond yields means it's relatively expensive for the Spanish government to borrow to support its economy. The European Commission has suggested it would try to fix this problem by borrowing and spending on behalf of all Europeans in response to the pandemic. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, June 5th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a nice weekend.